Chof Nissen, Dalet de Chalamoid, 31st of March, Rabbi David Dunne, Hefzik in Brochus.
Good morning. The Tzetl says they're going to speak in Yonah de Yoima. The reason being that the time when I was asked, the time when I was told, I was then asked what subject would it be. So I didn't have a clue. The Sadi Shmai would be in Yonah de Yoima. So we'll discuss in Yonah de Yoima based on a Shaila, the Maisa, Shaila that came to me, the Maisa. And let me discuss this Shaila. But in order to discuss this Shaila, let me please be Makdim a Halacha. In Yerideya, Siman Reish Yud Dalad, it says the following. Devarim Amutorim, things that are permissible. Vayoyidim Bahem Shem Mutorim, and people who know that it is Muta. Nagu Bahem Issa, go and be noyig on it Issa, have keilu kiblu aleim kenedel, v'asal atirabah. In other words, what are we saying? That we know something is perfectly Muta, it's perfectly permissible, but we were knowing an issue on it, for whatever good reason, is if one is knowing like that, one acts the issue, it becomes in the format of a neder, and it's mamish also to do it. It gives there various examples, we don't need to go through all. It is those who fast Erev Rish Chodesh. No issue to eat an Erev Rish Chodesh. I would say that the vast majority of the Olam eats on Erev Rish Chodesh. But they're those people who will fast on Erev Rish Chodesh. Now, if they were noyig to fast, it becomes a neder upon them, and they can't just say, well, this month is a bit difficult, and I would like to eat. They've got to fast Erev Rish Chodesh. Or between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the same example. Another example is that not to drink wine from Rish Chodesh Av. Me'ikar Adin from Rish Chodesh Av. Perfectly permissible to drink wine. But if somebody is noyig, or the meaning of the place to be noyig, isa, then it becomes also, it is like you've made a neder. It becomes like an isa deraisa, because of the ilkas and dorim, not because of the actual act, but it becomes like a neder. And the only, and one needs a Torah, bifnei gimel. If for any good reason one wants to be matir the neder, and one's got a good reason to be matir, then you need three people to say mutzalach, to be matir that neder. Pardon? You can't be matir for yourself. Ah. You can't allow yourself to just decide this month I want to eat or whatever. You need a toras and a dorim for it. And then he continues the mechabalah in the Yerideya that kabbalas harabim, if you have kabbalit barabim, cholo aleim val zarom. It affects you, it affects the children, future generations, afilu bidvorim shalikibul aleim b'nei o'ir, etc. And if a shtot accepts it, it is obligates all those in the town. V'chein haboim mechutz le'ir, those who come from outside town, lodu shom, to live in this town, and this town is so and so minug, even though it's basically something is perfectly permissible, Hareim ka'anshe yo'ir, u'chayiv la'asayis ka'takantom, was got to act according to the minig of the town. Yeah, and you're going to be like, that's im ein da'atam lachzoy. If you're moving to a new town, you're moving to a new place, and that place has a specific minig, even though it's perfectly permissible, you'll ask me, but that is that minute, you've got to be knowing like that. And in today's world, we have very little, because in every town, it depends which kahila you belong to. It depends according to the kahila, because in every town, there's kibbutz goliath, and every kahila has its own minhag. Maybe if you go to square town, I don't know, then you have to take on mamash, whatever they do. Okay. So, that is basically the halacha there. Now, what is the halacha by an ish and an isha? A shidduch met, she comes from a home that acts in a certain manner, he comes from a home that acts in a certain manner. The isha, whatever it may have been, acts in a certain way. does she take on the kulus and the chumus of the husband? Can she be meikel, or does she have a toras nedolim? She till now, I'll tell you where the shaila came up, but let's make you straight away where it came to me, the shaila. That matzah shiruya, the box, yeah, matzah with liquid. Now many people are matpid not to eat matzah shiruya. Matzah that's been come into contact with anything wet, liquid. And now, what happens if the isha has the minig not to eat matzah shiruya? And she made a shidduch, maybe with a good yakia, yeah, and that they do eat matzah shiruya. Is can she now go and eat, or does she need hataras nadolim? What is the halacha? And this is on a billion and one different things that it can affect the person. Is Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this ish v'isha sheheimim medinas chalukois? They come from different places. What is the halacha in such a case? Does she follow automatically the husband's kulas, or does she have to have a toras nedarim? Can she continue? Is Moshe Feinstein bases it on the following? Halacha ani izdaiti, the isha sricha lesnaye kemine gabal. The isha has to act like the husband does, bein lechumra, bein lekula. Even Lakula. Why is that? And he bases it himself on the following. Because halacha is, as I've mentioned, ha'oileich mi mokim le mokim. Somebody goes from place to place. Kishe'ein da'atoi lachzoi limkoim ha'irishan. If he doesn't intend going back, not he's come just for Yom Tov. He's moved to a new place. And in that place they have certain minhagim, yeah? Then the din is noy kuminig amokim abar l'sham bein lekula bein lechuma. So even lekula, somebody was machmig on a yoron or something, and he moves to a town where they're not machmig on it. He says, "I can't change." He's got it. He's allowed to change. The din is to change like the new place is him. If it's ein datoy lachzoy lemekayim ayorish. Truth be told, whether that is universal or not, the Shach holds it's a machlekes, the Rambam and other Rishayim. All Rishayim hold according to the Shach that you keep the new minhagim of the new town. The Rambam holds that you still got to keep the chumras of the previous town. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein that a woman after her nisuin goes into the reshus of the Baal. And she's always a hoylech mimokim lamokim. She's going to the Baal's home. This is her new mokim. It's like going mimokim lamokim. No, you know, I must keep my minhogim, my home, my father did this, my brother, my zayda did this. She's a hoylech mimokim lamokim. And she keeps the minhogim and the dinim of the new place. Of her husband. And he says, the din nisuya shetiya bebeis baal, it's a din de raisa. Because the very essence of marriage is going to the beis habal, and that is her mokim. He brings a nice, well, it's Urias, but maybe let me speak out. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed says that an isha is not mechuyev in kibud. As for the pasuk, Ishim I rovet yor, not mechuyev in the kibud of her father, but affects her, shines with her husband. They didn't put the chiyuv on her because ain sipik biyodei lekayim, because she hasn't got the means and the possibility to be mekayim it. So when we learn that Gemara, all of us, we would learn, yes, because she is meshubed lebaido, she's got to work for her husband, she's got certain malachas to do for her husband. So obviously, she can't then at the same time listen to her father when she is duty bound, meshubed to her husband. Ask Moshe Feinstein, and thank you, the din shibud to the husband, that he has to malachas is a derabonim. Min ha-teira, an isha is not meshubed to her husband, to any malachas. All these dinim are derabonim. So how can we use a pasuk de'oraisa to say that an isha is not mechuyev because meshubed lebaila, when the very concept of meshubed lebaila for malacha is only a derabonim? How can you say that? Zokt, Moshe, you know what? She's not meshubed lebaila for malacha. But what is pshat in the Gemara? That ikedina lo isha shetia eitzel baila. The din of the isha is that she has to be, not has to work for the husband, but has to be with the husband. Shezau ikor nisuin. And if that's ikor nisuin, she can't go along to her father's home to do things, because her mokrim is base baila. As he says, it says in the Torah Akadosha, base isha nadara. Vishilcha mi beisai. Always the logic of the Torah is beisai. The Me'atayla, she's her mokim, her place, where her duty is to be, her duty is to be at home. I don't think her duty is to work at home, her duty is to be at home. And since her duty is to be at home, that is her mokim. Says Gabbashah, everybody, even the Ram, will agree that that is her new mokim. And therefore she takes on the minhogim of her husband, because it's like it's gone to a new place, doesn't need any ataras adorim, and takes on the minhagim of her husband. That is how Moshe Vajra says, therefore an isha does not need to be matir her nadorim.
You're saying that according to the Rambam, she'd have to hold on to the old
chumra. No, she wouldn't, even if, say, even according to the Rambam, to the mokim, they go, because there's no din that I've got to be in this place, so I've still got to be attached to my previous minhagim. Masha'egim, by marriage, there's a chiv to be attached to this place, there's a chiv to be attached to this place, then, that's how he was saying, so therefore, l'kuleyal. As I, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he has a different svara, why she has to keep the minhagim of the husband, and it can make a difference. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said differently. He said like this, when you take on a minhag, or you act with a minhag, whatever it may be, that's become your minhag. And it's limitless. I mean, if I say I only keep a minhag for 1 week, I only keep it 1 week. But if I didn't say anything, it becomes my mokim, my minhag, and I've got to keep these minhagim. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he was asked this shayla, Eino tzricho hataras ledoim. An isha doesn't need what she gets married. Why? Given she ain't only yoyga mishnah. Whenever a girl starts being noyig from day one, whatever old she may be, and starts being noyig minhagim, she doesn't know who she's going to get married to. Her parents don't know who she's going to get married to. And maybe she'll get married and it'll be different minhagim. Therefore, he says, mitchila ein chalim alei chiyuvei minhagim bebeis avia, the minhag is not chalana, and ad shas tinosi lebar. It's like every isha, every girl, because bas mitzvah take on minhagim, it's only chalana till she gets married. It's a zman, because since lechatzchila she doesn't know where she's going to land up, with whom she's going to land up, therefore it's limited, the whole Kabbalah, and only till that, not because of, hey, he doesn't agree with this, hey, kemukilu. It's a new place, not like a mishmashet, but it's poshed a limitation. And she's only makabli till marriage, because she knows that later in life she may have to change. And that's self-understood, and that is it. Therefore, said Reb Shlomo Zalman, that if she wants to continue with her minhagim after marriage, and the husband is meichel, she can't continue. It's not that she's come to a new mokim, and she's got to keep the minhagim of the new mokim, because it's got nothing to do with mokim, he understands. It's got to do with a limitation in your Kabbalah. So if at the time of marriage, you know, shalom bais, yeah. So, say that, you want to keep your minhagim, you can keep your minhagim. If he's moichala, she can continue keeping those minhagim. It's all tailor on mechila sabahal. And one of the things, and the members, there's a Gabbal Yashiv about this also, that if he's a Nusakat filler, let's say she was davening Nusak Sfad, and the husband davens Nusak Ashkenaz. You know, the daf changes in marriage, like the sooner you got to change your Nusak, and your davening, and everything. It was he Meichela, it can't be Meichela, she doesn't need to take on his Nusak. Gabbal Yashiv so said, it's printed in a Sefer Tehillah Kilchasa, that min adin is better lavi la nusak habal. She should go over to nusak habal, but he says he can't be mechayev straight away on it. So you give a bit of time and then say, now I've got a new siddur for this yom tov for you, a new set of machzorim. Thank you. Yeah, and you get the message. Yeah, okay. In any case, it's a nice format, but in any case, but it can be meichel. Can be meichel.
Yeah, husband take over.
Pardon?
Yeah,
no, make a taste, definitely not. No, no. So like this. Now, I tell you what happened. I'll tell you the Maisa and I'll tell you the Shaila. Bit of a long Agdoma for the Shaila, but we'll get there to the Itzir. There was an Isha, somebody, a young woman who got married, Maisa Shahaya, that she didn't eat. She didn't eat kibbutz. No, she was brought up without it. Her husband's home was eating kibbutz. And she got married this time of the year, a couple of years, 2 years ago, whatever, and she couldn't bring herself, was haste, kochen, mechen, matzah, shuya, he was Michael, he didn't need to follow my minig, and shape seder, we both have matzah, shuya, make life easy for you, that's how you're used to cooking, that's how you've seen at home all the years, and he was a very nice man, and was Michael. After 2 years of marriage, came to this year, Pesach, and she decided that she would like to do like her husband. She goes to the family there, second half, Yodav, go and not eat matzah shiur. She says to her husband, you know what, I'm going to follow your minhag. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, in such a case, she definitely needs a Torah Sadoi. Because she continued her, I mean, he was Michael on his right, that she should take on his minog. Now she wants to change it, to follow his minog, and she had a minog not to eat matzah shiruya. He didn't speak about matzah shiruya, but I'm just putting it through. So now it's going to be matir nadogim. So she, this year, decided that she's going to eat matzah shiruya, eat the box, and shy of a. And what happened was, she came to her in-laws, and yes, and he's not going to make any fuss there. The husband already told his parents that, you know, things are going to be easier this year, no worries. And they made a nice little dot in the cake. They arrived in the afternoon, a few teas, and some nice mazonos cake for Pesach, made out of matzah, meal matzah shuya. And she went along, and she said, she took, I don't speak so what a good girl she is, but she's buying a mini mazainus. And suddenly she remembered, she's made no atoras the dog. What does she do now? But what do I do, you know? I mean, can she eat it? She can't eat it. A bottle of atola. Can she speak? What is her next step? What does she do at this point? She's being now made. So, you know, at least the Shailin Kampasha smice to me, because they couldn't go to their neighbors further down the road. So, yeah, but what? What happens at this? So let me maybe share with you. Hopefully, we'll have the time to go through it. Let me please just share with you something on it. The Taz it's similar Ishai and Aleph, and things can happen to anybody. You know, it's good to know that the Taz says it's similar Ishai and Aleph. Ma'isa bo leyadi. But Medina's married, he was a Medina's married, wherever that is. Shesisi Kiddish Al Kais. I was making Kiddish on Shabbos, Friday night, on a cup. Sheisi Shabbos, and I thought it was wine. As you mentioned, Ushu Yayim. Vahoyomayim. And it was water. Ubekeli Shani Shayoid Lafana. There was another Keli there that was Yayim. Maybe it's white wine, mixed up the two. And he made a Taz, the Haley Gataz, made Kiddish for Ace, but the God's the Borough of Kiddish. And it's Mayim and not Yayim. What do I do? Kvamati a Kiddish. I've already said the Kiddish. Velesi Bedati, I decided to drink the wine that was on the table, because it was the Fonai in any case. I didn't make Kiddish on it. She says, yeah, but Kiddish on the wine is only a Dirabonon. I tell you, it's just the Broch of Kiddish. And to make again a Broch of Kiddish because of that, I didn't feel it was the correct thing to do. And he goes through his old story and his thoughts on it. And I'm sure the Taz didn't take 2 minutes to think all these things through. Yeah. But then he quotes that he saw Tshuvas Mariyot that Shita, that you've got to make Kiddush again. It's Hezdishka Kiddush Aleyayin, and you've got to make Kiddush again. I won't go into the whole longness. The Mugin Avram quotes this Mariyah also, the soft end of Simon Reishayin Aleph, and he says that I regard the Kiddush Aleyayin the Rabbonon, either Kishan is the Rabbonon, Gam Bemila the Rabbonon, so Echlachzai, and he's got to make Kiddush again. Says the Mogen Avraham this, but I think the im kiddush b'shachris al sheicha. If he made kiddush b'shachris al sheicha, v'im oyodati. Says the Mogen Avraham, v'im oyodati lishnis yayin yoisa. And if, when he made this Kiddush on the wine, and he said, Boye Pierre Goffin, but there was a bottle of wine on the table, there was other wine there, and he had in mind that during the course of the meal he's going to eat and drink more wine. Ein Tzorich Levorich Sheinis Boye Pierre Goffin. The Boye Pierre Goffin before Kiddush will go on that, so he'll make another broch of Kiddush, but not another Boye Pierre Goffin. He held this cup of water, said it against the Kiddush, Boye Pierre Goffin against the Kiddush. It was water. He's going to make Kiddush again, but not another Boyle Priyagoffin. That is the Mogin Avraham. Today you cut Mogin Avraham. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on that Mogin Avraham, goes and says, Lefi Aneir is Daiti, Reigat Svora, Kiven de Nusaka Kiddush, She'omar Lakos Shel Mayim. Since the Nusaka Kiddush said the Mayim, lo have a Kiddush, he's going to repeat the Kiddush. It wasn't the Kiddush. Imkain have a hefsuk, and you need another boire priagofen. He says, what happened here? He said a bracha, boire priagofen, on the wine, against the Kiddush. The whole Kiddush was a bracha of a Torah. He's got to make another Kiddush. So if so, he spoke in the middle of a whole lot of words. It's a hefsuk. He said, one word after you made the bracha, you've got to make a new bracha. He said, yeah, I don't know how many words I haven't counted them. So he's got to make a new bracha. Says the Kivega, no, you've got to make a new Boyer Priyagofen. Nigga Lenir is deity that you've got to make a new Boyer Priyagofen. Is Biemus the Svara Pashtus of Rebbe Kivega is Go Ashtarke Svara? There's a Mamisha Hefsuk. Horaya, you've got to make another because of Kiddush? How can it be, Spay? A Gaisa Taina. It was pshat in the what is pshat in the Mogen Avraham? Is pshat in the Mogen Avraham? I once saw from Shlomo Zalman the Yisai. The Gemara, and we don't understand what you say this the Kudakuda. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem says that even though talking is a hefsek, if I say bring my name is Zainus, how are you? And then I want to eat the cake. It's no good. I got to make it down the bracha. Talking is a hefsek. Yet the Gemara says, if you made a bracha, hamaitzi, and then you said, hey, there wasn't salt there, bring me salt, or give the animal to eat, because you can't eat before you give the animal to eat, it's not called a hefsek. Yeah? V'yimelech, or yivil, it's not called a hefsek. Yeah? Why not? So we learn, because talking, what's relevant to the Suda, is not a hefsek. What does that mean? Is talking a hefsek? It's a hefsek. Because it's relevant to the Suda, it's not a hefsek. How are we magdu it? Let's have it with clarity. They get to the Suda. It's not because they get to the Suda. It doesn't make sense just because they get to the Suda. The hefsek is like this. It's not talking that's the hefsek. Talking doesn't make a hefsek. It's the hesek hadas, removing one's mind from what the bracha is on, that is the hefsek. It's not the actual talking, saying words, it is saying words means you put your mind on something else. Placing your mind on something else, that breaks the connection of the bracha to the mitzvah, or to the article, or whatever it may be. It is the hesek hadas. Therefore, if you're talking something that's necessary for the meal, bring me salt. It's not a hesek hadas. I want to eat, and in order to eat, I need the salt. in order to eat, I need to do this. So it's not the talking, it's the hesech hadas that always breaks the bracha. So wherever it is necessary to speak, then it's not a hesech hadas. So for instance, what would be the din if somebody makes a maitzi? Yeah? You know, as we get older, these things can happen. And then you're looking for the salt. Bring the salt. How many say, like, no, it's a campfire, so say, bring the salt. And then, a second later, you remember, no, I already brought the salt, but just before I put the, and you see, oh, yeah, the salt's here, and you take it. Do you think it was a hafsik? Ah, you didn't need that at all. He had brought the salt. Because he wasn't the Sheikh Das. That is part of what he needs. I was a whole mistake. It doesn't matter. But that is what you need for that meal. It's not a hesek hadas. It's not a hesek hadas. So, therefore, if that's not considered a hesek hadas, that is the svar of the Magen Avraham. If you make kiddush, and you thought it was wine and water, why do you make, how do you have to make kiddush after a big oven? Because that's all part of the procedure in order to drink and eat. You've got to make kiddush. So now you made a kiddush that was a mistake, the kiddush. But it's no worse than the salt that's a mistake. And therefore it's not called hesek hadas. It's true that he spoke wrongly. It's true that it was unnecessary, that kiddush. But it's not hesek hadas, the kiddush, says the Magen Avraham. You don't need a new bayi pri hagafen. So Reb Kiva Eger says, but you spoke. That's Reb Kiva Eger, you spoke. It doesn't matter that you spoke. It doesn't matter because you... Why does it doesn't matter that you spoke? Because that speaking wasn't the hesek hadas. Wasn't he moving one's mind from that what one's got to do in order to eat? It was all part of your procedure of eating. It was a mistake, but it doesn't matter. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, you don't need a new bayi pri hagafen. It's only that, if so, what is the svara of Reb Akiva Eger? So it could be that Reb Akiva Eger is also maskim be aside. It's dependent on hesek hadas. Kiva Eger also is technically the same thing. It's very bad that I say, but Kiva Eger says that where it is something that is not the norm and not in it, that's already considered hesek hadas. Even though he's doing it in order to eat, he's doing it in order to go along. But lemaisa, that's not within every meal to do it. It's shverlich in svara, but that is also within. Hesek hadas must be only something that's always regular. It's part of the meal. Hesek shavat. But even if you made a mistake, it's not part of the meal. That could be considered hesek hadas. Maybe in a Reb Akiva Eger, even though it does need hesek. But taking that on. Now we enclare the shaila. What will be the din taka with this matzah shiruyo and so on? But let me give another example. What is the halacha if somebody made a bracha in Eretz Yisrael? He's got tevel vadai, and he made a bracha hamaitzi or bayir pi ha'etz. He had some fruits growing in his garden. He forgot to take maisa. So it's tevel vadai, and then after bayir pi ha'etz, oh, you haven't taken maisa. If you take maisa, you're going to make a bracha. If you say that bracha, can you say the bracha after your bayir pi ha'etz? The bracha of maisa. It's a sign of korachina. It has to be only in this case. According to Kiva Eger, I would say it's a hefsek, because it's not the regular. But according to the Magen Avraham, it doesn't matter, because it's all part of a tzayin korachina. That case will be tzayin. And I'd say to this person that this story happened to, that she made this bayir mine mazainus. She made her bayir mine mazainus on Pesach, on a matzah shiruya, yeah, on this cake. And now she needs a Torah Nadorim. So I'll tell you like this, according to the Magen Avraham, I have no problem. According to the Magen Avraham, I'd say, she needs this for her eating now. This is all part of the preparation for her eating. She can now say, I need a Torah Nadorim, and the three boys, her brothers-in-law that were sitting there, can stand up and say, Mutalach, 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 and she can go and eat it. But according to Reb Akiva Eger, but it's not the regular, won't be able to do it. So what did I tell them Alok El Maisa to do? But then Alok El Maisa, I tell you, when pashtus have worked with the Mishnah Berurah, I feel that within this, there is a bit of a steer in Mishnah Berurah. Because this, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, and that will be quoted from the Magen Avraham, Reb Akiva Eger, he says quite clearly in Mishnah Berurah, like the Magen Avraham, that you made a mistake on your kiddush, you don't make a new boy a pri hagafen. No? Because it's all preparation for the meal. Yet, there's a bir halacha which quotes another Reb Kiva Eiger in Hilchas Avdola, where the din is that we must say, in Avdola, boire moire hoish. Maitre Shabbos, we say boire moire hoish. You can only use a candle that was no aveira was done. And I don't mean aveira, halacha, the shukara. If a goy lit a candle on Shabbos, you cannot use that light for Avdola Maitre Shabbos. If a yid lit it even for a chayla, where it was mutter, you can. But where it was lit, even by a goy, in the oifen of what would be chilul Shabbos, one cannot use that candle. What is the halacha? Somebody made Avdola Maitre Shabbos, boyer epi agafen, and then he said, boyer minei v'samim, boyer moyer oish, and then I'm avdi. And after you finished, what did you find? Somebody said, you know, that candle that you lit was lit by the goy this afternoon. She wanted a smoke. I don't know what she did. She lit this candle, whatever reason. It was lit by a goy. So you are goy to buy your marriage, you're going to repeat. Must you make a new boy a priyagof? Can you a mafsik? That boy a marriage was a hefsik. So Rebbe Akiva Eger l'shitosoi, take a paskins in Shulchan Aruch. He says, clearly, you know what you must do? You must make another boyer priyagofen. Because that boyer meyesh was a hefsek, it was out of place, it wasn't good, you have to take it away from the. And the trouble is the Bia Locha quotes this Kivrega and doesn't argue. Which looks like he's of the opinion like of Kivrega that even if it's not necessary, it's not called a hefsek, because you won't the Siak Das. And yet he passes like the Mughal Avram, that you don't need to make a new boyer priyagofen. So it was a bit of a steer. So the mind of the Shaila was it came to be after it happens, it wasn't the gay anymore. But I would remain that there's a steer of Mishabura, but according to Reb Kiva Eiger, I would say that I would have a problem to be Matianeda then and there, and the Bracha would have to go to Levatala. According to the Mughal Avram, you could be Matianeda, and the Bracha won't be Levatala. Yeah.